Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. Another psalm in the 119th. You know, I really like the 119th psalm. I've had several devotions built from it. It's verse 10 where it says, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Our psalmist, who was probably a young person, sits in life's classroom and asks the question, how should I live? How can I be a servant of God with my whole life long? That's a good question to ponder on. The question is to know and love God's wisdom. This covers the breadth and length and height and depth of our walk with God, not just an occasional acquaintance or contact with him, but everything that makes us who we are. It takes no less than all the verses of 119 Psalm to describe it. But this psalm is not just praising God's word. It praises the God who imparts those words. I think sometimes we forget that. It's not about just the words he wrote. It's about who he is. By learning Scripture's words of wisdom, we learn about the source of that wisdom that we need in everyday life in this world. The answer includes not just what God wants us to do, but also who God wants us to be. Sometimes I think we forget that as well. It's about who we are, not just what we do. And that, to me, cannot be separated in life. Do and be for the Lord. The words of God's law, God's guidelines for us to live by, are to be air, the air we breathe as we sing about it in some of our choruses, and the expression on the tips of our tongue, how we vocalize how much we love him and he loves us. And as we get up in the morning, go to work, and every activity which is a part of that day, we seek to follow the Lord and become who he created us to become. Every day we draw closer to him. We act, live, and speak words of encouragement to those who cross our paths. We give, help, and support those who need our love and support. This is how we do what God desires for us to do and be who God desires for us to be. God's wisdom is the source of all we need to shape our lives. That's something we need to hold on to. That's why the teaching of God is a delight, and it is in our hearts we find hope, and in our souls we find a peace. For I, for one, need hope and peace. How about you? Our lifelong walk with God engages not just our heads, but also our hearts, our souls, and our feet. It's a journey that Jesus promises will not only answer the psalmist's questions, but will also show us what really matters in life, how to love people, who we should trust, how to live, and how we should die. He says, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the word which came to live among us, and he calls us to follow him. And he tells us, why? Because he is the way. There's not multiple ways. He's the way. He is the truth. And boy, do we need truth. And he is the life in this place. You want to really live? Want to find life? You got to find Christ. And you got to draw close to him. And you need to do exactly what the psalmist said. I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Prayer thoughts for today. Millie, one of the ladies we've been praying for who's been battling back and forth in and out of the hospital and the condition's not been well. Scott Rooney, as he waits pending to know about his shoulder replacement. Paul Tremaine, who has an issue that he needs our prayers for. Grace, as she waits for knee surgery. Ray and Iris, as they are battling various illnesses in each of their bodies. Don and Ellis, George Meyer's brother and sister-in-law, who need to really move into assisted living, but they haven't been able to let go of that independence yet. And boy, that's a struggle for almost every one of us as we age. Maggie, that's Ed and Jane's granddaughter, who has knee issues. Frank and Shirley Erickson, who's battling COVID and would love to be at church, but I know they're not going to come till they're up to it. Then just remember all the other needs we normally pray for, our families and the loved ones around us. We just need to spend a few moments quiet and with the Lord, and then have a great day, and God bless you.